Governor Rick Scott says the first person he ever met who was trafficked had the same name as his daughter, Allison.
And you can't imagine. Again, you think it's some faraway thing, but she was trafficked by her family in Long Island. She's a little bit younger than my daughter, 23 when I met her. And so she's trafficked from the time she was 6 years old.
He says he's proud of all the legislation and other efforts so far to combat human trafficking, but he adds the state can do more to help victims.
I've had the opportunity to meet people that have actually had the opportunity to turn their life around, and that's wonderful. But there are so many people that we have not been able to help yet for a lot of reasons. They don't know to come forward. The system still needs a lot of work. But what I'm proud of is this state's taking a leadership role.
And Scott says he's come a long way since he's gotten more aware of the issue with the help of Attorney General Pam Bondi. Bondi is in charge of the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking, which hosts the annual summit. She says it's great. More and more groups are learning to see the signs, including medical professionals, truck drivers, and law enforcement. She recalls a Collier County Sheriff's deputy was able to identify a human trafficking victim during a routine traffic stop, which led to a much bigger bust.
So during the investigation, it ended up identifying six women who had been illegally smuggled into our country after, of course, being promised legal jobs. But what happened to them? They were immediately taken into captivity, addicted to drugs, and forced to work as commercial sex slaves, performing sex acts on 25 to 45 men every day, 7 days a week. The victims of this case ranged from ages 25 to 35.
Sex trafficking has been in the spotlight, but stakeholders want to shift the conversation a bit towards labor trafficking victims who haven't gotten as much attention. This year, Marty Stubblefield took part in an agency heads panel at the summit. The Florida Department of Health's deputy director says his agency is making strides to combat labor trafficking.
We also have investigators who are out there looking at migrant farms every day and potentially come in contact with labor trafficked people. In our refugee health areas, we do vaccinations for people coming into the country, and we see and potentially see victims there.
Jesse Panuccio says his agency is also making similar gains. He heads the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, the state's job agency, which has access to places where labor trafficking may occur. He says their efforts center around education and outreach.
And we try to do that by educating employers so that they can spot this happening not only in their perhaps managers within their own company, but also other employers, but then also workers themselves. We help process the H-2 visas, and we help fill job orders. And so the more we can educate the people who are on the front lines of that work, the better able they are to spot this and then report it. And, of course, we have the farm worker hotline.
Andy adds there are multiple reasons why businesses should care.
First, it's an evil practice. It's just inconsistent with our values as a society. But if you want to be more bottom line about it, of course, if you're a business, why should you care if everybody else is doing this? Well, it has a lot of negative effects for the society around you. It makes the overall labor pool worse. And, of course, it's if you want to be very crass about it, it's an unfair competitive advantage. We want businesses competing, following the rules, and especially rules like this that protect our most core values.
Florida is ranked third for the number of calls received by the National Human Trafficking Hotline, and officials as well as multiple stakeholders hope to continue working on placing more of an emphasis on victims. One area they're looking into putting more money toward getting more victims into safe homes and not treated as criminals. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.